Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London.
In the podcast.
Good work. Good readapting or whatever it's called. Repurposing.
Re-imagining.
Remix.
Grant had a big morning. He did his bike tour. He went down to see if people knew who he was. He's had a big morning this morning.
Yeah,
the Denyer Diary.
Yeah.
Big morning.
This is all about Grant, isn't it?
Did you like my story, how I proposed?
Yeah, why do you mean? Yeah, it was great. Yeah. Why do you ask?
No, it's good. I'm glad. No, I it's kind of weird. I've never looked backwards in my life, so I'm having to kind of sift back and remember things.
Yeah, and then bring
them back up again, and all the emotions come back up when you re-talk. I haven't spoken about that, like, since it happened in 2009.
Yeah, you need to maybe go see a psychologist or something.
I think Denyer Diaries is my therapy.
Really? Well, I will send you a bill for $280 an hour, which is what my psychologist charges me.
We'll get you a couch. To say when you do it, you can do it on a couch.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. And can I have a fireplace in the corner?
Don't be greedy, mate.
Come on, mate. Oh, the budgets aren't great around here.
Yeah, can't.
By the way, have you ever wiped anyone's bum before? Because that story today, my Lord.
No, not even a baby's bum.
A stranger's bum. A stranger's
Not a 200-kilo old man on an aeroplane's bum, which is what you're referencing.
Out.
It's just gross.
Apparently he was only 198 after the I didn't say that on
it's like a baby
coming. Missed opportunity.
Enjoy the podcast, guys. We love you and thank you so much for listening.
Guys, good morning.
Good morning MC. Lovely MC. Is it a bit sunny in the studio today for you, darling?
No, I got home at midnight last night after going to Phil Collins and do not care about my appearance today.
Okay. So he's got a hat on.
Yeah. It was a red cap. I was worried. I thought it might have been one of those Make America Great Again caps.
No, definitely. Definitely not one
of
those.
Not
coolies. Did you do anything cool last night, Ed Cavalli? Go to any concerts?
No, I didn't say. Well, You could have gone to a concert and it not been a cool one like MC with Phil Collins, but I
cut his mic off. More variety, mate. We love Phil Collins.
Look, I can't talk. My first ever concert, I went with my auntie to the Sydney Entertainment Centre on my request to see the Billy Joel Stormfront tour. I reckon I was the only 10-year-old there, and I was going sick.
That's proof that you were a nerd from a young age, and it's genetic. Like, you didn't grow into it, and it's like something happened in your life that made you a massive
nerd. Sorry, a nerd.
You were just always a nerd.
Who's a nerd?
You're a nerd.
I think yours is still cooler than mine.
What's yours? Was
Dire Straits.
Oh.
I was the only person under 50 there.
No, Dire Straits is all right.
Okay.
I tell you what's good fun today. We're talking about the 200-kilo man that forced people to wipe his bum. That's good fun.
That poor flight attendant. That is just scarring.
Maybe that's what she's into. Also, the Grant Denyer bike tour. We're going to hear some of the world's worst facts from that yesterday.
Hey.
I heard people were riding in the streets demanding a refund on a free event.
All I can say is a new cult has started, guys. The Line Bike GD Tour is a thing. Get on board.
Now, when people are stuck on a plane, it's never fun at the best of times. Small seats, confined spaces. Sometimes people are letting off gas. Yeah. No one really wants to be there. But Ed, this story that we've all read has taken it to a whole new level.
Let's get straight to it. Headline reads, an overweight passenger on board a Taiwanese airline forced flight attendants to remove his pants so he could use the toilet, then got them to wipe his bum as he moaned with pleasure. How much extra is that on Jetstar? Like, if a sandwich is $6, how much is this?
It depends if you buy it before online or when you're on the plane.
Oh, you've got the bum package, so come with us. Thank you.
So he's 200 kilos. He's an older gentleman. And we should guess.
Let's drop the word gentleman.
You're absolutely right.
Let's go with big fat scumbag for this guy.
But the thing is, to give this story context, he has actually got a history on this particular airline.
What do you mean?
The last time he flew with them, he shat himself in his seat.
Oh, is that extra?
That's rancid.
So this poor flight attendant.
Now, can I go on his side here? Because I think you guys are going to bag him.
There's only one side to be on, Cavalli.
He's not here to represent himself, so I have to be the voice of the victim here, which is him. So if you take it from his point of view, right?
Yeah.
Last time they wouldn't do it, and so he was forced to defecate all over their seats.
Right.
So this time, Grant Denyer, he's got a simple request.
Yeah.
Can you take me to the toilet? Oh, okay, I'll be him. You be the flight attendant. Don't do an accent.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir. How can I help?
Back off the attitude. I need to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
Could you take me to the bathroom, please?
It's towards the front.
Yeah, okay.
Off you go.
Take me, please, because I've actually had a problem last time I was on your plane. No one let me go to the bathroom,
sure.
And I was forced to actually soil myself in my seat, which was very embarrassing.
Follow me, sir.
Great. Okay, now in the... Okay, would you mind coming into the toilet with me, please?
It's a bit small in there.
Yeah, well, that's what they all say. Get in here, please. Okay, great. I'm going to drop my Dax, and I'm going to need you to wipe my bum.
That's a hard no.
Get the manager.
Okay.
Get some gloves and a bottle of champagne.
I'm missing something. I don't get... What's the champagne for?
Because it's fun.
It's a good time.
Oh, so, it's a celebration. Really, I thought you were using it as some sort of...
No, I'm not using it as a...
So let me get this right. So she's had to remove the undies, right?
Champagne
so,
enema.
So she's oh my God. She's down low.
Cool. Yeah.
So she's removing undies, so it's already in her face. Yeah. So that's the first
So she act got a blanket. So she thought, I'll get a blanket and I'm going to put it over his genitals, but then he angrily slapped the blanket away.
The door's
no
open.
Blanket.
The door's open. So the whole cabin can see this because there's not you can't have two people in the cabin, right? So his genitals out. So then he goes to the toilet. Yeah. So then she's got to go in.
He said, he's asked, so this is her speaking. The passenger's genitals were now exposed. One of my colleagues brought a blanket, which he slapped away, very angrily slapped it away. And then he said, you need to wipe my bottom for me. And then once they started to wipe his bottom with toilet paper, the man moaned and said, ooh, deeper, deeper.
Can you imagine having to just push them apart?
Grant, this is a nice chat about a 200-kilo man getting his ass wiped. Do not make this.
You'd be hoping for a plane crash, wouldn't you? I'd just be like, I'm done. Earlier off air, when we're having a discussion, the words placenta facial were used. Yes. Mm. One of the team members has had a placenta facial. Other people are ingesting all sorts of weird stuff. We're talking about odd beauty routines, weird things you've done for your, to look better, to feel better, to seem better.
So if you've done some kind of odd, strange, different beauty treatment, call us now on 131060. Want to chat to your next. And if you do it, got a bunch of tickets to go and check out R&B Vine Day. So if you've had a weird beauty treatment, we want to know what it is on 131060.
And I'll tell you who had the placenta facial.
We want to know if you've had a weird beauty treatment.
Yeah, and this is the beauty of 2019 is that fads are everywhere and people will pretty much do anything that you tell them might make them prettier or skinnier or more attractive to the opposite sex. Grant, I mean, I don't want to make assumptions, but you do seem like the kind of person who'd get sucked into a bit of a fad.
No, but friends have. One just got one in LA just the other day. Crazy treatment. Have you heard of wet cupping? You know, cupping where they light it and they put it on your back and it makes the big round circles to get blood flowing. Wet cupping is where you do that so it sucks and sucks and sucks in the cup, but you make a small incision with a scalpel and this substance, it removes like dirty blood from your system and it comes out like a fatty.
So what's that called? That's called wet cupping. Because I do this beauty thing called two girls, one cupping, which is...
It's different. It's too early to do it. People can Google that.
Don't.
Now, let's go around who has had the placenta facial. Grant, was it you had the placenta facial?
What?
Ed Cavalier, did you have a placenta facial? At least just you, MC.
Yeah, I had a placenta facial.
You didn't have any placentas?
Well, it wasn't my placenta, obviously.
He didn't self-harvest his own placenta.
In Dubai, I was with friends. Someone else was meant to be getting the facial. They were sick, couldn't. They were like, yeah, whatever. But didn't realise it was a placenta facial until after it was finished and we left and we're going back to the hotel.
What do they do? Just like lie a placenta on your face, mask? Just,
I'm assuming
I'll be back
in
20 minutes.
Cut a hole in the middle so you can breathe through the placenta.
It's just a powder. I'm guessing it's like ground down into a powder and it's in the creams and stuff. So you don't know that it's happening and it didn't feel any different.
Yeah.
But when I knew that I'd had someone's crushed up organ on my face afterwards.
Well, some people dry their own placenta.
Hey?
How'd that make you feel when you realised? Did you notice anything with your skin?
Naturally,
improved.
10 years. No, didn't feel
it
any
doesn't
different.
Do anything. No, but you feel like, especially if you pay for it, you're like, I nailed it. Well, my husband, we went to this health retreat, and he was starting to have a bit of a breakout. So he told someone who told someone, and then someone comes out of the kitchen barefoot, and said, "Oh, I'm a herbalist." I'm like, I don't know about this. The guy's barefoot in a kitchen and works at a health retreat in New Zealand, and gave him this clay. And he mixes water and clay and it's supposed to go into your body and like suck all of the toxins out and then you poo it all out. So every morning he drinks his clay and I'm like, darling, have you even Googled it? Have you asked the doctor? and he sees
my
it through.
My internals would come out when I go
exactly.
to the toilet.
But that's society's making us all.
Moxibustion. Moxibustion is where you get a herbal plant and you light it and you put it close to the skin so the skin basically burns and blisters and the waft of the smoke is supposed to recreate and open the flow of your chi. The problem is it doesn't heal. It scars.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I do the Richard Wilkins.
What's that?
Yeah. I've got a fire hose that injects Botox into my head. I'm actually 96 years old.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Come on, let me show you what it's all about. 7:04 on Today FM. Look, we are blessed here at Today FM Breakfast because when it comes time to giving away cash and doing contests on the radio, there is no one more qualified on planet Earth than our very own Grant Denyer.
Let's see if we can move that moolah for you right now. We have Donna from Narraweena on the line. Ready to take 10K, are you, Donna?
I certainly am.
Change your life, make your week just that little bit sweeter.
Oh, definitely.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter M today, okay? M for monkey.
Okay.
$100 for every question you get. $10,000 if you can get all 10 right. Your letter is M. Best of luck, Donna. Here we go. Name an insect.
Mosquito.
A fashion brand.
Pass.
Type of biscuit.
Monte Carlo.
A makeup brand.
Maxim.
Something you drink.
Milo.
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
An Australian celebrity.
Pass.
A song.
Pass.
Breakfast spread.
Marmite.
A planet.
Mars.
Fashion brand.
Pass.
That was a hard one, Donna. Don't be too hard on yourself. You still did pretty good.
Yeah, fashion brand. You could have had Mooks.
Mark Jacobs.
You need a time machine and to get Mooks.
Can I give you a quick fact about Mooks before we award Donna her cash?
Please.
You know how the logo, it used to be a light bulb with the devil's rod in the middle of it?
Yes.
It's because a Mook is a bad idea.
Is that why?
So it's a bad idea.
Doesn't help Donna, though.
$600 is what you got.
That'll help Donna. Boys, I want to talk about sex after children.
Hello.
So I don't have any kids. Obviously, you both do. But a lot of my friends are at that age now where they're starting to pop them out. And because I'm kind of like the parentless friend, it's like everyone feels the need to warn me about what's coming. And over the weekend, we went out to dinner in the city for dumplings with my husband and some couple friends. It was my cousin. She's just had her first baby. And a couple of times throughout the night, she made it clear that we should take advantage of the fact that we have no kids at home because once the kids come, the sex stops.
Ah.
And this pretty much just makes me never want to have children.
Okay, because you're likened to sex.
Of course. I'm a natural, normal human being. Mm-hmm. I am a woman with, I yearn.
Yeah.
I need, I long.
You wants and needs.
Yeah, but and this is the point in the conversation where you boys come in and maybe people listening at home, you know, because no. Yeah. You can't do it. There's just ways and means and you got to be, surely these people are wrong. And once I do have kids, my sex life can be healthy and happy, right?
Yeah. It returns, I believe, eventually. But there's two things that happen. The moment you have a baby, I'm going to talk on behalf of my wife, not on behalf of every woman you know, in Australia here, but this was our situation. So when you have a child, your body starts to become, it has a lot of function. You're like, it's the giver of life. It's the feeder of your child. And it plays a role, but it's not necessarily seen as to be a fun set of toys anymore because it's currently doing a purpose.
It's fourth or fifth on the line of requirements for that body is sexual pleasure for you, Grant.
It's feeding, giving life.
Right.
It kind of stops for a little bit for being a toy.
How long after you had your kids, Grant, were you guys sort of back into it?
Oh, it did take a while. It did take a while because, you know, we had a bit of a rough trot with our pregnancy as well and, you know, cesarean as well. That takes a long time to heal.
85% of women start after 3 months. So there's 3 months and then it's when you're fertile.
I think my wife and I were before that because the one thing I always hear there, the old sort of like lame joke and stuff is like, especially if you watch the child coming out of your wife, if it's a, open brackets, natural birth, close bracket. buckets, then it sort of it turns you off or whatever. Like, oh, you know, put another stitch in for me, doctor, and all that type of thing.
Yeah, what's your favorite pub burn down?
Yeah, I had the opposite effect where I watched the business end, and my wife, as I watched my son, you know, being born out of my wife, and I was like, you guys are killing it. Yeah. This is
what a team.
This to me, I was like, this thing is amazing. Look what it can do. And it made me actually more like, yeah.
And
like,
I don't,
this is great.
That is
look
wonderful.
How it works.
That is so good, and I'm so proud of you, Ed. But I don't know if that's the average response. I'm not exactly sure. But once the kids even get older, there's no way to have sex in your house.
That's what I want
to
know.
Because they penetrate any door. Well, my 3-year-old has just managed to unlock doors with bobby pins. There is no sacred place where we can go to have relations.
That's what I'm worried about, because I already am living with my auntie and uncle at the moment. That's hard enough. With fully grown adults with fully grown eardrums.
We did it on the bed with the doona over our head the other day, just in case one of the kids came in, just so they wouldn't see something that we wouldn't know how to explain.
Well, Veronica from Harrington Park has given us a call. Hello, Veronica. Have you got any words of wisdom for terrified young Ash over here?
If you haven't had sex after 6 weeks of postpartum recovery, you're not creative enough.
Now, when you're saying creative, Veronica, what in a family friendly way, what formed part of your own creativity?
You have to find time. Like, you have to find time to in order to.
Yep.
Exactly. You know, share each other. It's at the end of the day. It's the kids, for starters, when they're newborn, they have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Them being in the other room while they're asleep for a little bit, you know, doesn't hurt.
Yep, absolutely right. And if you've got teenagers,
date night,
that's a good one. Yes, absolutely. And when the kids get older, it's just earmuffs and iPads.
Yeah.
Earmuffs and iPads. Your kids like Wiggles? We're 17. You heard me? Crack some Wiggles. Let's go.
Get extra laughs when you download and subscribe to the Today FM Breakfast podcast. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
Guys, I just like the hard news stories, as you know, and I am outraged by this. A prison guard has been sacked after faking to be a cop to get cheap McDonald's. A prison guard, I think he worked at the Surry Hills one, right? Yeah. So he's dealt with a few loose units, let's just say that. He's 43, pleaded guilty, Waverley local, because he rocked up to the drive-thru, right? And he's put his order in, he wants nuggets, he wants a Big Mac. So he's a proper McDonald's fan.
Yeah.
He's doing the right thing. He's not getting anything weird like a fillet of fish. And he's asked for the police discount and he's flashed the prison guard's badge.
What does that give you? Half price?
Half price? So I thought it was free. Oh, wow. But anyway.
I thought so too.
Pretty good.
He wants $10.53 off. And he showed them prison guard's thing, and they've said, oh, I don't know, it's a prison guard. He goes, I do this all the time. So they've given it to him, and then the Macca's person's reported him. Now he's lost his job. Now he has to pay a fine.
Yeah, but it's not his fault.
Macca's.
It's not his fault.
Hang on. You lose your jobs for $10 at McDonald's.
So he should. It's taking the piss out of the police force.
No, mate. Think how hard that bloke's life is. He's dealing with the worst scum of the earth. Yep, he's having to throw them into cells. People throw poo in their cells, and
it's not exactly.
To send it to poo throwing.
I saw it on Silence of the Lambs.
This is having a chat about Macca's, Grant. But it's not his fault, because this is a cursed Macca's, and I know this for realsies.
A cursed Macca's.
It is, because I experienced the Kingsford Macca's curse. It's on Anzac Parade. It's all that bloody...
I know the one.
All the blood. What's that called? Roadworks at the moment. It's a pain in the ass. So I was driving past it yesterday, and on a 12-hour day, I was exhausted, and I saw the Golden Arches, and I was like, I'm doing it.
You didn't.
So I pulled in, and it didn't seem like there was anything wrong with the Macca's when I pulled in. The car park was empty, whatever. I drive in, I order just a large fries, no big deal. My husband calls and I don't answer because I'm like, he'll know I'm a Macca's.
Yeah, he can tell.
And then I ordered my fries, and then as soon as I ordered them, they said drive forward. I drove forward, and then a minute passed, and 2 minutes passes, and 3, 4, 5. The guy behind me gets out of his car and he's looking at, there's a total gridlock in the Macca's drive through. Guess how long I was stuck in the drive through for?
5 minutes?
27 minutes.
Whoa!
Oh.
27 minutes before I even got my fries. So it's not like I had a snack in the meantime. It was just 27 minutes to think about how pathetic I am. I'm a piece of crap. I'm a dirty, dirty animal getting Macca's fries on the way home.
And you paid full price, you idiot.
Yes!
He was a weather presenter on Sunrise, a race car driver, hosted Family Feud, and much, much more.
I'm on the TV.
These are the Denya Diaries.
It was November 2009. And Shezzy and I had been together for just a year, and I decided that she was the one.
After a year, you must have really loved her.
She was passionate and exciting and fun and vivacious, and I was all in.
She's still all of those things, lucky you.
Absolutely. So I decided it's time that I man up and propose, okay?
Yeah, good on you, doll.
And I knew she loved orangutans. She absolutely loves them. So I went, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to book a trip and not tell her. We're going to go to Borneo. All right?
Great.
So home. Where is Borneo?
How far away is that?
It's in Asia. So it's somewhere.
Like 8 hours away.
Yeah.
Okay. A proper journey.
Proper journey, but didn't tell her.
Okay.
Oh.
We arrive at the airport and I'm feeling pretty good. She doesn't know where she's going. The person checking us in goes, there's your seats. And by the way, congratulations. And I'm like, what? Shut up, man. What are you talking about? There was something in our booking that the travel agent must have said that they're going there to propose.
Oh, my God.
Every step of the way, we checked in, they would all say congratulations.
No.
So I'm going, oh, God, nothing to be that excited about. It's just a holiday, guys. Calm down.
Did you think they were big fans of Australia's Got Talent?
No.
They wouldn't have been, because no one was.
No, thank you.
Are you sure that's what they meant?
Well, no. Clearly someone had written it in our booking. So when the limo driver picked us up, he said, congratulations for the big announcement at the hotel. Congratulations. I was like, everybody, just calm down and shut up.
She would have been sus.
Tried to cover my tracks as best I could, saying they must have confused us with someone else.
Yeah, good.
All right?
Smart.
So we're in Borneo. We arrive at the orangutan sanctuary. So I thought, here's my chance. So I said, you stay there. I went over to talk to the keepers and said, now, what I want to do is I want to give this ring to the orangutan.
No.
I want the orangutan to give the ring to my wife.
I love it. I love this.
So can the orangutan please give this ring to my wife?
Love it.
They said no.
What?
They said, no, we won't do that. They're orangutan. They're a wild animal. We can't just let them do your stuff. They're not a circus performer.
Exactly.
They live in the wild.
I'm with the zoo keepers.
I walked out to Shezzy crying. She's going, what's wrong with this idiot?
I go, I'm sorry. I just wanted you to hold an orangutan. That's all. She goes, that's okay. Just calm down. I'm really having a good time.
I was really worked up, starting to get quite angry. Because I thought, my plan is falling down around my ears. I've been working on this for months. Yeah. We go to dinner, okay? So we're now sitting down. I'm really edgy. It's all falling apart.
And you're not thinking about anything else but the proposal.
I'm not very pleasant to be around right now. She reaches across, touches my hand, and she says, will you? And I go, she's going to beat me to it.
Oh, no.
She's now going to propose to me I've had the chance.
She's got an orangutan.
I jumped up in the...
I jumped up in the
restaurant and said, no, don't. Please don't. And then she finished the sentence. Will you... calm down and relax and stop thinking about work.
About work. She thought you were stressing about work.
Okay. So I bought another couple of minutes.
Oh, my God.
This is terrible. This is not what I hoped and dreamed for. We go back to the hotel room now. We're lying on the bed. We're two bottles of wine in. We're laughing. We're wrestling. We're having a great time. We're just giggling like school children. You know what I did? I went, you know what? This is us.
This is us.
We're not orangutan people.
We're just half cut in bed, giggling and wrestling.
We're boozed ass. This is me. So I said, can you just reach into my pocket? I just got some rubbish. Can you just pull that out? And she's like, what stuff you? Get your own rubbish out. And I was like, can you reach into my pocket and pull it out? She reaches in. She thought what she found was like a ring pull from the top of a Coke can. And she threw it at me.
No.
And it bounced off my chest and landed on the floor. So I thought, that'd be right. And I was like, you might want to pick that up. And she picked it up. She started crying. And she just jammed it hard on her finger.
Yes.
And she didn't even say yes.
She jammed it on her own finger.
And that's how we proposed.
Oh.
And
yay.
The good news is, at the end of the night, eventually she got to touch the monkey. So it's fine. Oh,
that's terrible.
9 years, guys.
Nine years work on that joke.
Glorious. The hairy monkey.
Okay. We are speaking to Samantha, who is a master's student and is also a sugar baby on seekingarrangement.com. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
Now, Sam, where were you in your life when you actually decided to become a sugar baby? Because more power to you, but it is pretty unconventional.
Yeah, it's very unconventional. I think it's a weird topic for people to talk about. But I'm a Kiwi, you see, and I studied at Monash here, and I don't get HECS. So this is where it all began.
Can I ask, so as a sugar baby, what are the main duties of a sugar baby?
It really depends, but generally it's companionship. People like to take you out for like weekends away, going to dinner, dates to weddings, things like that.
When you go to a wedding and you're there as the sugar baby of the person there, when they ask, who are you, Sam, what do you say back?
I go as the girlfriend. I'm the girlfriend.
You're the girlfriend.
And we've just started dating.
What kind of person is wanting to meet you and go out on these exchanges? Yeah. Like who's, what are they looking for?
Well, because it is really kind of quite a shallow thing and they want to essentially treat somebody with gifts and money and things like that, that's essentially what it's all about. So they can be shallow as well. So they're kind of looking for people who are not not unattractive without being
Yeah, you're a
babe.
We'll tell everyone at home, you're a very attractive young woman. Let's talk about sex.
Yeah.
Because is this something that you discuss that is part of it every time or never? Everyone's going to
know. Yeah, so it's not always part of it, but it can be.
Yeah. Do you do an audition then? Do you do like a, all right, first one's free. The first date's free. And
like
then
try before
hell
you buy.
Is she dishing anything out for free?
We'll go for a coffee.
Do you have boundaries? Like where do you have a line in the sand? That...
I do, but I think it's probably any person's line in the sand.
Yeah.
How much have you made? Ballpark.
$55,000.
Yeah, good. Get a girl.
Oh, that's awesome. Just and to go out and have some fun with someone.
Yeah, and the best one was when I was taken on a 4-day weekend up to Byron Bay. Everything paid for. It was a wedding, so I got a new dress. Like I got paid $10,000 a night.
Oh my lord! Amazing. Do you get any? If someone is going to the trouble of paying you $10,000 a night, do you get like odd requests as well, or people that like things a little bit differently?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's the thing about this website, and it's actually a really safe website, and they do cull the people who are unsafe or unsavory.
My wife gets a lot of foot pervs on her Instagram, so I imagine some foot pervs would have money. So do the people like do like I know you're not really into it, but if what about this much money for just a bit of this?
See, when people phrase it like that, that makes me sound like a prostitute. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
So it's like, I'm going to give you $1,000 if you let me do this. So it's kind of like, I don't really do it that way. We kind of set the arrangement from the very beginning.
Gotcha. Right. And everyone kind of respects the terms.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a moment where you found yourself maybe falling for someone or thinking, man, I could actually see a future with this person?
There was one, yes.
And what happened?
Oh, I got away.
He's 20 years older than my father, so.
Whoa.
and you fell in love?
I didn't fall in love. I just thought, you know, this could be more than what it is.
How'd you break it off?
He moved back to Singapore where he lived.
Does your family know anything about this?
No, my family doesn't.
Why is that?
Probably because it's not really something you sit your parents down and go, I'm dating older men for gifts and money.
Fair enough.
Are they married, any of the men?
Yes, unfortunately. But I don't, I'm quite against that. So I do have some morals. Right. So I don't tend to do that.
Can I ask a question? Are you just getting like the best parts of relationships without all the crap?
Yeah, I am. I truly, truly am.
And do you have obviously, while you're doing this work, I can't imagine that you can have a boyfriend.
Well, that's something that I had considered. I probably wouldn't do it with a boyfriend.
Right.
But if I was just dating... Yeah. Then, yeah, I'd continue to do it.
Well, Sam, who is a New Zealander over here studying, who works as a sugar baby at seekingarrangement.com, thanks for speaking to us today. I guess my final question is how many times has Shane Warne texted you?
too many.
I thought so. Thank you, Sam.
Lady.
Nice to meet you.
All right, just get it over and done with, Grant. We never have to hear about this bloody Lime Bike tour again because you are so horny for it. It's ridiculous.
You guys aren't responsible in this world. You're not reducing your footprint. You're not carbon neutral. You're
Mate,
not saving
I'm a vegetarian who has a keep cup.
Whatever. This is a great city. This is a great city, and you need to see it from a bicycle because it'll change your perspective on things. So forget cabs, forget buses, forget Uber. Ladies and gentlemen, today... I am your captain, and I'm going to show you a side of Sydney and tell you some facts that you didn't know, because I don't know whether you know this, but I have previously been called a fact wit, and I'd like to share those facts with you now.
He said that so many times.
yesterday. Do you sit at home at night in bed and just try and think of funny things to say, like puns for the radio?
Don't pretend like it wasn't the greatest thing you haven't heard this morning. Let's have a listen to the bike ride. Yes. I want to ride my
Yes, we're here. One of the greatest sights in the world, right underneath the coat hanger. Look at it. You're in good hands, guys.
Yeah.
Never had a crash in my life. Except for the two that nearly killed me. Okay, Peloton, you're going to see Sydney as you've never seen it before. It's a beautiful, spectacular waterside Sydney. Let's soak it up together, okay? Woo! One team, one dream. Woo! Follow me. Ah, Sydney Harbour Bridge. Yeah, the Sydney Harbour Bridge was named after a guy called Sydney Nolan.
Was it?
Yeah, he was the co-designer. They call it the coat hanger because he had shoulders shaped like a coat hanger, the designer.
So it's not because the bridge itself looks like a giant coat hanger?
No, no, not at all. Don't be silly. Okay, guys, Sydney Harbour, one side the aquarium. In here, grey nurse shark, the Labrador of the ocean, they call it. It's so friendly, it's like a puppy of the sea. You'll see them inside. My favourite fact about the grey nurse shark is they've got two dicks. And it's a ritual when it comes to mating with the grey nurse. They tend to flop one out the side so you can see it there. So the female shark goes, oh yeah, nah. And then what he does is he uses the other one to surprise you. Whammo! Gotcha. And that's how the population expands so rapidly. We're just doing a little bit of a tour around here, and can you validate my fact that grey nurse sharks have two penises?
I can confirm, seeing as I was just in the tank with them, that they do have two clusters.
No, you don't need to call them what they're supposed to be called. They're doodles. Story just got validated, guys. Two wieners. We make quite a posse of riders. Children, gather around. Daddy's got a story. I'll give you the best fact of the whole trip. The first time I had sex with Shezzy was in there. There it is, there's the apartment there. Mate, I don't know what happened, but I found something in me that I didn't know existed.
Yes! Good ride again.
I will accept tips in cash only. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Oh, I'm devastated we missed out.
Is it true that on that fateful night in the apartment, you used the grey nurse shark? You had one hanging out the side. And then... A couple of Australian tourists are on a train and they're annoyed because some guys behind them are playing Uno in a very loud way. And the Aussie dad way, goes, mate, you blokes like to keep it down a bit. My wife and I are trying to relax. It's on a train in Europe. The guy responds very kindly that was playing Uno, yeah, no problem, says, how about would you like a photo? And this bloke is like, I guess. So he takes a photo with this guy, the dad, and this guy, and then sends it to his son, like, how weird's this guy? His son is a soccer commentator, and sends back, dad, are you crazy? That is Paul Pogba, the highest paid footballer in the world. The dad had no idea who he was. Oh, it is such a cute story.
It's like my mum being on a train with Beyonce. And sending a photo to me, saying this crazy lady wanted a photo, and I'm going, yeah. Mum, that's Beyonce.
I can't believe this. I thought in this day and age, if there's someone, a big name is in front of you, if you're not going to ask for a photo, that's fine, but you at least know who they are.
Yeah.
So we thought we might test it. Who is the biggest name in this studio?
Obviously, Grant Denyer.
TV's Grant Denyer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right, TV's so Grant Denyer. We need to send big you deal. Downstairs in World Square right now.
Yep.
You're not going to say who you are. Okay. You're just going to walk up to people and say, would you like a photo? And we're going to see how many people say yes straight away.
You know this makes me incredibly uncomfortable.
What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly be embarrassing or awkward about this?
So ask strangers if they would just like a photo and not announce
Can't say
I am.
Who you are.
Okay.
You've got to say, would you like a photo? And they'll say yes or no. And then we'll see if they...
Obviously, we'll record it so that people can
hear all your goodness.
Might prove
a point, but it won't end well for me, I feel.
Off you go, Dad. Headphones off. I already have anxiety diarrhea about what we're about to do right now. I'm so nervous.
And I'm very excited. That shows the difference between you and I. An Aussie couple was on a train and a guy was... They were playing. Anyway, long story. The world's basically third most famous footballer, soccer player, asked the dad if he'd like to have a photo with him. The dad said, I guess, didn't want it centered around. And it was people were going crazy saying, don't you know that's Paul Pogba, Dad? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, 32 million Instagram followers, earns 25 million a year. He's a big deal.
He got a coach sacked based off the fact that they didn't want to lose this guy from the club because of his Instagram followers. This Amazing. Is where we're at with this guy. And the dad did no idea. I love it. So how much can you get a famous person to walk around the streets and just say, do you want a photo with me? And how many people will say yes?
Yeah, and lucky for us, we have a famous person in our midst, TV's Grant Denyer. And also, one thing to know about Grant is he'll pretty much do whatever we ask him to because he's that nice.
That's true. So we cross now live in World Square to Grant Denyer. Good morning, Grant Denyer.
Good morning, guys. It's raining outside and people clearly do not want to stop to talk. So this will be interesting.
Okay. Take it away,
off
mate.
Off you go, Dal.
Okay, here we go. G'day, mate. Would you like a photo at all? Not really.
Okay. Yep, let's keep going.
Zero from one. Next one. Next one's going to be a lucky one, Grant, I believe.
G'day, mate. How you going? Would you like a photo? Not really. Okay.
Zero from two.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay, yep, let's go again.
G'day, mate. How you going? Could I interest you? Check out the moneymaker. Can I interest you with a photo? No?
That last one was a bit creepy, to be honest.
No, he said yes. He said he's changed it to yes. So do you, you're live on Today FM Breakfast right now. Do you recognise who I am? Oh, okay. That's
he said he had no idea. Tell him you're Dean from Married at First Sight.
I'm Dean from Married at First Sight. Have you ever seen that? Hey, Tracy, my little lady.
No, move on.
It's not ringing a bell.
No.
Try one more.
Okay, one more. All right, I'll get one more. I'll ask this dude over here. Here we go.
Why always dudes?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good to see you. Off to work, are you?
Yeah.
Would you like a photo? Or? It's just a photo, you and me.
Yeah, that's
it. Hanging out.
That's
enough. Yeah, you?
Yeah.
You're live on today.
Yeah, I thought I recognised you.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah. Right. I don't know your name, but I've seen you before on TV.
Yeah, we'll take it. Well done, Grant.
Bam, good answer.
All right, we'll put the photo on the Today FM Instagram page so everyone can see him being crowded by the fans.
He was trying to give that poor bloke his CV. Did you see that? Do you know which show I'm on?
We're done.
Joyous. It's been a really, really great show. We've got a video up on our Instagram page at Today FM Breakfast if you want to see poor Grant downstairs at World Square begging people to take a photo with him.
Yeah, that was good for the self-esteem, wasn't it? Yeah, it turns out I'm not so famous.
The fourth person recognised you. They just couldn't remember your name.
I think it's being polite. One dude yelled out from across the road, "Hey, Andrew O'Keefe, you mongrel. No deal." Lovely.
Well, that's about Andrew, though. That's not you.
Yeah.
Was it Larry Emder? Okay. That's us for today. Have a great morning.
That didn't sound very... That didn't sound like you meant it.
No, can you redo that?
Hang on. Sorry, Jaben. Just hang on just a moment. Just...
We're just going to make Ed be a human being with a pulse.
All right. That's it for today. I wish you all the best. Okay. And why not buy some Amazon stock?
Why not?
Today FM Breakfast.
With Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London.